The first time is always the hardest. Saying you believe in God, it's hard because you're worried you might never say it again, and then you'll have made yourself a fool for saying it. Granted, I've only said it for the first time once, but I know it's the hardest. If it's sincere, the implications you invite into your life with such a statement stultify your very existence up to that point, and that is frightening. But whether or not you embrace these implications, there is no less foolishness in your existence. What have you prayed to God for? That's a valid question for me to ask. For if I am in some way curious about you, curious enough to ask you a question, what better curiosity to have than that for your soul's desire? If you believe in God, do you have to believe in the existence of the soul? Is it possible that there is God up there and around and stuff, and we are soulless beings operating on a physiology, a substance minus reality, where our thoughts and emotions are physicality byproduct? What happens if there is God up there and around and stuff, and somebody gets to meet him and ask him a question like, why'd you put my soul in that body? And he says something like, your soul is that body. What then? What then, what then? Oh friend, my friend, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The first time's the hardest to believe there is sin, because you tried it, delighted, you did it again, and now you're admitting you're an imperfect 10, another god in idle vain usage. And then no Sabbath, no honor, you murder your friend, adultery and theft, the lies you extend, top it off with our envy, that's 10 out of 10. So bleak this sneak peek of what's beneath our smiling teeth. We are infested with the substance come from actions, invested in the pursuit of selfish cravings, but each of us picks when we want to admit it. The first time is always the hardest. Saying you believe in God, not because it's hard to believe in God, but because it's hard to believe in ourselves. What we've done, the things we've granted, our smile and approbation. There's reason to this rhyme, a season to this time, an open window that might be a squeeze to pass through, but it leads to truth. Don't give up on saying you believe in God for the first time, and make every time your first time, with the gasping profundity of recognizing the error your way, so that you may be set on course, washed by the blood of the Lamb, who was killed by his own love, his love for a people who cannot. Whether or not they want to love fully, quit playing this game with yourself over how much you're willing to submit. Be done with it either way and walk straight into the horizon of your choice, because a heart standing still is the first to rot.